great, Cort. I'll see you later.
See ya.
Cort, were you just talking to Topanga?
Yeah, well, I was feeling a little chatty. And, you know, even though we broke up, we're still friends.
She's your ex. Let me spell that for you. Ex.
Look, Sean, Topanga and I aren't like other couples.
You're not a couple.
I know.
My point exactly.
Then we agree.
No, I think we're saying the same thing.
Corey, I double-checked. We have to be there at 3 for the prom wear fashion fest.
Fashion fest?
Yeah. This Saturday, Corey and I are modeling formal wear for the prom. Isn't it great we can still do things together?
Oh, don't do that.
I've always done that.
Sean, are you crying?
I think I lost you, man.
I said I'd do this fashion fest thing when we were still going out. I mean, I can't bail on her.
Yeah, you can't. You've got to move on.
Oh, quit your crying. I'm just a guy in a tux, walking down an aisle with his ex-girlfriend in a gown in front of the entire school. And you think I haven't moved on.
Okay, Cor, if you're really over her, then you're ready to date other girls.
Well, I should say so.
So you'd be up for a little double date action?
Yes, but what will you do, Sean?
Oh, now this is the Corey I've always hoped for. Hey, Katie!
Melissa!
You guys want to go out with me and Corey tonight?
Sure.
That'd be great.
All right, Corey. We just got ourselves a double date. What do you say?
You go. Penn State Office of Admissions. Oh, please, 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 come on. Dear Eric Matthews, we have reviewed your application, and we are very pleased to announce... Oh, yes, we've had a record number of applicants. Regretfully, there's not room for everybody. Before we must reject your application, I'm going to apply again next
week. I'm sorry, Mr. Matthews.
Oh, hey, Mr. Feeney, no. Oh, don't be sorry for me. I'm not disappointed. Actually, you want to know why I came out here to read the letter?
It's not my business, Eric.
I know, but my parents take these college rejections kind of hard. I just want to protect them. Yeah, me, I'm fine. You get 30, 40 of these babies, rolls right off your back.
Perhaps your parents could use a little pep talk.
What would you tell them?
Well, that no one likes rejection. But if you keep applying and keep trying, you and the right college will find each other.
Thanks, Mr. Feeney. I mean... from my parents, because they don't know what you've said yet. Corey, what are you doing?
I'm enjoying a tasty lemon.
Is there a reason?
Yeah, we're out of mints.
Sucking citrus, eh? Little Corey's got a date.
No, no, it's not a date.
So, Corey, your dad says you're going on a date.
It's not a date. Date the biggest...
You know, why can't you guys learn from Morgan? She is a great sister. I mean, she stays in her room, you don't hear from her, you don't see her, and best of all, she stays out of my personal life.
So, rumor upstairs is you got a date.
Morgan, long time no see.
Yeah, that was the longest time out I've ever had.
So who's the unlucky girl?
Well, if you must know, her name is Melissa, okay? And we're just seeing a movie.
With that thing on your nose?
What thing?
It's too easy.
Mom!
Come on, Morgan, let's go watch TV in the other room.
TV's not funny. Corey's life is funny.
Come on, Morgan.
I just got here. I have to leave again?
Well, Corey has to talk with Eric.
Yeah, sure. Corey talks to Eric. Corey talks to Sean. Corey talks to Mom and Dad. When does Corey ever talk to Morgan?
Are you here now?
Yeah.
Were you here before?
No. I was in my room for a real long time.
Yeah. All right, look. Your first date after a serious relationship can be kind of tough.
It's not a date.
Yeah, I know. But look, give you a lot of respect for getting back out there.
Thanks, Eric. Any advice?
Yeah, look, it's a whole new world. So whatever you do, don't mention your old girlfriend, because I guarantee your date's not interested. Now listen, this is the most important thing. This is the one thing that could save you if you get in any trouble.
Eric! Jody's on the phone!
Gotta go.
Eric, that last thing, the saving thing.
No, it really wasn't that important. Coming, Jody!
that was such a great movie. How was the one you guys saw?
Nice, but we missed you.
Well, hey, I was just one theater over. You know, that's the beauty of multiplexes. And it's not like we're going to do a lot of talking during the movie anyway, right?
Well, there are other things we could have done.
Could have, should have. Let's not live in the past.
Are you guys going to keep talking? Because I can't hear myself kiss.
For sure. Excuse us for a minute. Katie?
Hi. I'm on a date. What are you on?
A date?
No, you're on the lecture circuit. A date is not a date until you kiss.
Oh, that's just your opinion.
It's the reason we got out of the trees, man. Now look, I'm doing this for your own good. I don't want to have to put pressure on you, but you have got to kiss her.
I know.
By the end of the night. And remember, you've gotten to the doorstep.
So, here we are at the doorstep.
Corey, you said that 3 times already.
I just can't get over it. I mean, a door, a step, it's a doorstep. It's just the perfect word. I mean, some words are so bogus. Window. What's that all about?
Kiss me.
Really? Just like that?
Well, yeah. Don't you want it?
Turner, Mr. Williams, Mr. Feeney. They said it couldn't be done. They said it was impossible.
They said we're eating here.
Yeah, we're wrong on all 3 counts.
You're gonna tell us or just torment us?
Both. I hold here in my hand a letter of acceptance to college.
Whose?
Mine.
All right, Matthew.
Outstanding.
Congratulations, Eric. Your parents must be relieved and very happy.
Yeah, I sure am.
So where are you going?
Boris.
Boris?
Yep, Boris.
Boris College?
BC.
Forgive me, Mr. Matthews, but I'm not familiar with any Boris. May I see your letter?
Oh, sure. Hey, oh, can you wipe your hands first, Mr. Feeney? This puppy's going up on the refrigerator right under the magnetic sushi.
Well, once again, congratulations. I'm sure Boris College will be very lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Feeney. Hey, you know, thanks for always believing in me. You know, when Boris plays Notre Dame, you're going to be sitting right next to me on the 50-yard line. Hey, Kristen, guess who got into college?
Boris? I'll take Notre Dame by 60 points.
Hey, mi amigo.
All you did was shake her hand?
How did you come up with that?
It's written all over your unkissed face.
Look, sorry, I was gonna kiss her, all right? I really wanted to. I mean, my lips were primed. My hand just got there first.
You're never gonna be over Topanga until you can kiss another girl.
And I will.
Okay. But it's not going to be Melissa, because after last night, she is never going to want to see you again.
Corey, I'd like to see you again. How about tonight?
Sounds great.
You know, any other guy would have kissed me, but you didn't. I like that.
Everything I've ever believed is wrong. I must try this, what you call, handshake.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Katie. Can I shake your hand? Corey, you're a genius.
Not tonight. That was a flick, huh?
Well, it was nice being in the same theater with you. Maybe next time we'll be in the same row.
Hey, I had to move. I mean, you don't want to ask a guy to take his turban off.
So, being our second date and all, seems only natural that we should take the next step and
meet your parents. Everybody decent?
You met her parents?
How do you do that?
No, bigger question. How do you not kiss her?
Look, I was gonna show her, right? But every time I tried, all I could think about was Topanga. You were right, though. I mean, I'm not over her. But she's not over me. I mean, I know it. Topanga knows it. And the guy she's kissing knows it. Why doesn't Topanga just rip my heart out and stomp on it?
She can't. She's busy making out.
Maybe I'm dreaming. pinch me. Not on the butt.
Sorry, it's just right there.
All right, that's it. I'm going in.
I'm not gonna let you make a fool of yourself.
But that guy's helping himself to my woman.
One, she's not your woman. And two...
Wow, he's fast.
That's it, I'm putting this stuff.
No, that's it. You're going home.
What the son of
a... Okay, watch out. Watch your feet. Watch it.
Sorry, buddy. It's not easy to hold a guy and work a lock.
Sean, I don't know what you're doing. I mean, as soon as you put me down, I'm going right back to Topanga.
Yeah, and what are you going to tell her?
I'm going to tell her that if she keeps kissing guys like that, then it's over.
Corey, it is over. Look, Topanga's doing exactly what she's supposed to. She's met someone new, she's dating someone new, and now she's kissing someone new, just like you are going to.
But I didn't, Sean. I don't want this.
Well, Corey...
I don't want this, Sean.
What are you going to do?
Something I should have done in the first place. Melissa, I wasn't myself tonight. And last night, I mean, who was that? But right now I know there are sparks between us.
I know.
And I think we should just see what we got here.
Oh, yes.
Nothing.
Oh, well. See you in school.
My best, your folks. I mean, as soon as I kissed Melissa, Sean, I felt worse.
So there are no sparks between you and Melissa. You did a good thing kissing another girl. This way, when you see Topanga with another guy, you won't go bonkers.
Bonkers.
Hey.
Chicken fights, me and Nick.
Now I've lost him again.
Corey, hi. So, do you know Nick?
Better than before.
So you must be the old boyfriend, right?
Oh, so she's talked about me, huh?
No. Those are the only ones who ever jump on my back. See ya.
Corey, I know this is weird for you, but you can't be acting like this. We're not together anymore.
Oh, so that means you can date anyone you want to?
I'm not going to have this conversation.
Fine, then don't have this conversation. I will.
Corey, people are staring at us.
Well, let him stare at us. That didn't seem to bother you last night at Chubby's.
You were there?
Yeah. I mean, how do you think that made me feel?
Corey, I'm sorry you saw that. But we both knew we were going to see other people.
I know, but you're not supposed to kiss anybody else.
Corey, I wish I knew what to say. Well, I gotta get to class.
Well, I'm not done talking to you.
Well, I gotta go.
You know, when you were my girlfriend, you would have been 5 minutes late.
Well, I'm not your girlfriend anymore.
Fine. That's the way you want it. I got a better idea. Let's not be friends anymore either.
You don't mean that.
Hey, Eric, I heard your good news.
Yeah, thanks. Boris College, I'm pretty stoked.
Maybe I should apply there. I mean, we could hang out together. Party.
Whoa, well, you know, I'm not sure Boris is much of a party school, but we could study together.
That would be nice.
George, I called the National Registry of Colleges.
And?
Just as you suspected, they never heard of Boris College.
I was hoping I was wrong.
George, Boris?
I said hoping.
You know, I've heard of these bogus scams. They take $50 from unsuspecting kids, and then they mail them a diploma in whatever field they want.
Somebody's got to tell them.
Yeah, I agree.
But who?
Oh, I know. Why doesn't George do it? Mr. Matthews, I need a word with you.
Oh, hey, Mr. Feeney, if it's about that letter of recommendation I've been hounding you for, thanks, but I don't really need it. After all, I am Boris bound.
I have bad news. You're not going to Boris College because, because Boris College doesn't exist. Now, I know that's very disappointing for you to hear.
I kind of already knew.
You do?
Yeah, well, a couple of days after I got my acceptance letter, they mailed me a diploma. I mean, I'm no brain surgeon. Actually, according to Boris, I am.
Well, if you knew, Eric, why did you go on pretending?
Oh, no, Mr. Feeney. I mean, everybody's sitting around here talking about colleges, what schools they're going to, what courses they're going to be taking, and I got that acceptance letter. I felt like I was part of something. That's what it's all about, isn't it, Mr. Feeney? Letters. Got the wrong letters in my report cards. I'm getting the wrong letters now.
I must say I'm very pleased that going to college means so much to you. It's that very spirit that just may get you there.
Yeah, I hope so.
But seriously, Eric. Boris College?
Mr. Feeney, you think that's bad? Hmm? You see that girl over there? She thinks she's going to some school called Duke. You gonna tell her, or should I?
To Corey, happy Valentine's Day, 1991. Love always, Topanga. Always is pretty short these days. John Adams High School prom fashion show this Saturday. Like that's gonna happen. Yeah? And I got a crush on you.
Corey, what was that?
That was the sound of a relationship ending, Dad.
Corey, didn't Topanga give you this?
Yep.
I thought you two agreed to stay friends.
Yeah, so did I, Dad, but Topanga didn't mean it. I mean, 2 weeks after we break up, she ends up kissing another guy. And not just any guy, Dad. Another guy. I mean, I don't want this.
Look, I'm not saying you shouldn't be upset, but you have got to expect that Topanga is going to go out with other guys. And you're going to go out with other girls.
You two are in high school. You're supposed to date around. That's how you find the right person.
I know, but... what if Topanga's my right person?
She might be. And going out with other girls might help you find out for sure.
Your mom and I, we broke up, got back together three or four...
once.
Right, once, before we got married.
And did you guys stay friends?
There were some rocky points, but we were always there for each other.
See, I think that's what brought us back together. I mean, if you really care for each other, you don't just throw away the most important bond you have, your friendship.
Hey, guys, we got a room full of parents out there. All right, now I'm going to need you lined up as couples. Topanga, I don't see Matthews.
I don't think you will.
Hey, Matthews wouldn't let you down.
That's what I thought.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the second or third or whatever annual fashion thing. I'm here because Mrs. Buckley is home, hacking up all kinds of good stuff. Lucky her. Okay, so here we go. If you see anything you like for your kids, there's order forms on the table. If you have any questions, well, don't ask me because this is the nicest thing I own.
Corey.
Sorry I'm late. Come on, let's go.
Corey, wait. There's something I want you to know. The other day when you said you didn't want to be my friend, you really hurt me.
Yeah, and I felt great when I saw you kissing that guy.
Corey, Nick has nothing to do with you.
Must you use his name?
What do you want me to call him?
Sally. I want you to call him Sally.
Corey, you're being crazy.
No, you're being crazy, okay? Because you and I have known each other our entire lives, and it took us 14 years to kiss each other the way you kissed him.
I didn't kiss him the way I ever kissed you.
Oh, great, I'm dancing now.
Corey, Nick is just a guy I'm going out with. I don't care about him the way I cared about you. I mean, we're only seeing other people because what else are we supposed to do?
I'm supposed to see other people. You're supposed to wait till I die.
Corey, if it'll make you feel any better, the first time I see you kissing someone else, I'll jump on her back.
Really?
Probably not. But I'll sure feel like it.
Topanga?
Yeah?
That stuff I said before about us not being friends anymore.
Yeah?
I don't want that. Yeah, fine.
Guys, come on. I got some lady out there who wants to buy my clothes.
Corey, thanks for coming.
I'd never not be there for you.
Morgan, what are you doing?
Filling out college applications.
Are you kidding? You're only in third grade.
Corey said that if you can go to college, anybody can go to college.
Morgan, isn't it time to go bother somebody else?
You know, you're right. Corey, I'm in your room.
Afternoon, Mr. Matthews.
Hey, Mr. Feeney, I took your advice. I'm not going to let this Boris fiasco phase me. For every rejection they sent me, I'm going to send out 5 new applications. I mean, somebody's got to cave. Or make a clerical error.
Very good, Eric. I thought, perhaps this might be of help to you.
What's this?
Read it.
A letter of recommendation for Eric Matthews? Exceptional character. Enormous potential. Someone I'd bet on. Mr. Feeney, I can't speak.
I meant every word.
No, you see, I just sealed 500 envelopes.